is Arizona Board of Executive Primacy, and we're about to conduct a hearing, and we understand that parole hearing. We understand that you wish to participate, sir.
I do, thank you.
Thank you, and the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct a hearing, and the next voice you hear will be that of the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Tunick?
Yes, Michael Tunick for the State, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing, and I will be reading a waived summary shortly. This is a waived hearing for Mr. Eric McGeary, ADC number 033417, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 31-412A parole hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. I'd like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. With me on the bench are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman. I'll begin the hearing with the following summary. Mr. McGeary is 68 years old. He was certified eligible by DOC for 31-412A regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. The crime of first-degree rape occurred on or about the date of June 23, 1974. He was 25 years old at the time of the incident offense. Mr. McGeary pled guilty and was sentenced to life imprisonment on October 29, 1974. His conviction was appealed and upheld on September 9, 1975. I will read a summary of the offense in question. On June 23, 1974, Eric McGeary met a 21-year-old woman in Flagstaff bar and offered her a ride. Mr. McGeary then perpetrated a malicious crime against the victim that included abduction, sexual assault, and a beating which resulted in broken ribs, a broken left hand, severe bruising around the genitals, and a compound fracture of the mandible so severe that the bone was protruding from the victim's face. Mr. McGeary mutilated the victim by inflicting multiple lacerations to her face and body. His attack nearly caused the victim to lose her right breast. After raping her, beating her, even viciously biting her, Mr. McGeary then pushed the victim from a moving vehicle and left her for dead along the side of the highway. There's more information that's provided, but I will limit it to a summary. Mr. McGeary has received moderate programming in ADC to include sex offender treatment. According to his progress report, he does not have a detailed release plan. He has a moderate history of discipline from 1980 to 2012, with his last major on April 17, 2012, for promoting prison contraband. Mr. McGeary has appeared before this board well over 70 times. He was granted regular parole in 1989, which was later revoked that same year. He has no letters of support in his parole packet, but there is a letter from, or are letters from victims' representatives opposing parole. The Coconino County Attorney's Office submitted a letter on November 9, 2017, emphatically opposing Mr. McGeary's parole. That being stated, I will ask Mr. Tunick from the Coconino County Attorney's Office if he has any further information he would like to add to this hearing. Mr. Tunick.
Your Honor, I'd just like to reiterate, as stated in the letter, and I'll be brief, that our office adamantly opposes any type of relief. Remarkable within the offense here is the terrible nature of the injuries, the kind of viciousness and heinousness of the crime, which remains one of the most heinous crimes in our county's history, the scars that were left, the biting, the lacerations, the mutilations left the victim in a state where, and I think she's been before this court before, or made statements before the court before, indicating that this incident irrevocably changed her life. She's unable to lead a normal life. She's both scarred physically and mentally. She essentially lives in hiding at this point and is still physically disfigured from the defendant's act. Defendant essentially left her for dead and then found her in a manipulative false discovery with his family when he was taking them to Sunday breakfast, kind of a ruse intended to draw suspicion away from him. His subsequent disciplinary record is poor. This indicates that he is unable to conform his conduct to society's expectations. And frankly, his conduct in this case indicates that he would not be safe for release under any circumstances. His release would cause an unacceptable amount of risk to the community. So for those reasons, the state asked the members of the board to deny his parole and not to give him any form or type of release. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tunick. The board will be going into discussion now. The board is now in discussion, and I will simply say that based on the serious and heinous nature of the crime, I believe the release of Mr. McGeary into the community would create an undue risk to public safety. Does anyone wish to add anything to the discussion? Thank you, fellow board members. Therefore, I make a motion to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. We have no mechanism for set-off in this case based on the age of the case. It's old code. But my reasons are as follows, and that is serious and violent offense, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, I will say age of the victim, serious bodily injury, prior criminal history, poor institutional behavior, release plan, and no family or community support. Is there anything else that any public board member wishes to add? Then that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Just 1 second. Just make sure I check the right boxes. First time denied. My boxes are checked. Thank you, fellow board members. This concludes the hearing, and thank you very much, Mr. Tunick, for appearing before the board.
You're welcome. Thank you for allowing me to appear.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.